Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO, it's time for the Caregiver Corner program, and we have Lark Trigstad with us in studio. Hi, Lark.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I just love the picture we have on here. That little picture, Freedom from Want, I actually got that at a rummage sale once, and I've had it for, 25 years.
It's called Freedom from Want.
Yeah.
And look at that big Thanksgiving turkey meal.
This was created, and we'll talk about that too, back in 1942, but that was the iconic American image. Now, that's changed, but still the principles behind it are still there.
Uh-huh. Well, seems fitting. Thanksgiving a week away. We might focus a main course theme kind of thing.
Yep.
The hustle and the bustle of holiday preparations can sometimes take keeping the main thing, spending time with family and friends.
Isn't that the truth? The same analogy was shared in relation to caregiving from a site called Living Free, and how easy it is to become task-oriented in caring for the needs of people, and you really sometimes forget the importance of enjoying a relationship with the ones that we're actually serving.
To a caregiver, the most urgent needs may seem to be the outward ones, but to a care receiver, the most important needs may well be internal, those that can only be filled through time spent together, setting aside the chores for just a moment.
That's tough, too, in our busy lives that we lead. But consider this, it takes empathy to see the less obvious needs of our loved ones. And the point of empathy is to understand, not to judge or change emotions and responses. To be a good helper, I remember learning that in Sunday school, be a good helper. And a person has to first understand the care receiver's need and then be able to take the appropriate action. And only after we can understand that, you know, the true deal, the main thing, we can be helpful.
Helpful. Oh, yeah. Think about all the ways your world differs from that of your aging loved ones. Just think of that.
The losses that they go through, and you can begin to enter their world and experience their life through their eyes by listening, not just to the words they speak, but also the emotions they convey. And by attempting to see the life through the filters they experience. And again, loss, limitations, and desire for inner dignity, independence, and self-worth.
It is true that caregiving can involve a multitude of tasks and details, but don't become so preoccupied with those things that you miss the main course.
Yeah, and this is, actually I'm talking to myself because I am kind of a pseudo caregiver to my mom. She's really independent, but my pace is so much faster and mom's pace is so much slower. And even though I don't mean to be rushing her, I am, you know. So you have to really think about that one contact with them is so meaningful. And I'm like, hurry up, Mom, hurry up, Mom.
Hurry up.
And she says, you just wait till you get to be my age. And that's right.
That's very, very true. Very, very true. The main course, right?
That's right. The main course.
The main course. We were talking about the painting earlier.
Yeah.
The painting was created in November 1942 and published in the March 6th, 1943 issue of the Saturday Evening Post. All of the people in the picture were friends and family of Rockwell in Arlington, Vermont, who were photographed individually and painted into the scene.
Isn't that crazy?
The work depicts a group of people gathered around a dinner table for a holiday meal.
Mm-hmm. And just imagine how different the diversity looks in our family now, you know, as we're in 21st century family. And you think But it's still the same, you know?
Oh, it is.
That's
yeah. Whether you eat in front of the TV with a TV tray.
No.
You still get around a table?
Yes. Tablecloth.
Lark, if somebody wants more information about the Caregiver Corner and more, how do they find that?
Well, it's a great site. It's NorthIowaSageLink.com, and it will be upgraded in January with new things, and I'm looking forward to it so we can find things easier on there.
The new and improved
you
is coming
it.
Soon. Lark, great to see you.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I won't be here next week. I'll be cooking.
You're going to be cooking?
Yes.
Pumpkin pies, apple pies.
You got it.
You do
homemade
multiple
noodles.
Homemade noodles.
Yeah.
What else is on the dish? Let's get the whole thing here. What else you got going on?
We always have turkey. And, of course, and the favorite grandkid thing is the mashed potato ahead of time.
Right.
The secret is you put a couple packages of ranch dressing on it.
Oh.
Grandma's potatoes, they become.
Oh, the secret potatoes.
Yeah, so yeah. All sorts of stuff, and homemade rolls and that stuff.
Homemade.
I try to keep it like that, and, you know, so we carry on our traditions through the family. Use the old family dishes and stuff like that.
Really old-fashioned. And then you send your husband out to chop wood, and what else?
Now, he's still finishing up in the field.
Lark, have a great holiday.
Thank you.
AM 1300 KGLO. That's our Caregiver Corner for this week.